The ancient Yoga Kundalini Upanishad, which is more than 5,000 years old, describes how your prana, the vital breath, literally shapes your reality. Think of prana as the hidden code which is running through you and this entire universe. This prana is the operating system for your life, influencing everything from the thought to physical health and what you experience in this world. While scientists are now exploring the mind-body connection, these ancient manuscripts provided a complete framework for reality transformation through specific breathing techniques. In the next few minutes throughout this video, we will discover how prana affects our life. We will understand what prana is, what vital breath is, and how this is connected to our breathing. And through all this, we will discover how we can create and live the ideal life that we truly wish to live by this understanding of prana and the teachings of these ancient Upanishads. Now, according to these texts, the vital life force that animates all living beings is prana. And this is the fundamental building block of the universe, the very essence that gives rise to all phenomena. Some Upanishads even say prana is Brahma, the creative force of the universe. This is the amount of importance that is given to prana. In the first part of the video, let's discuss prana as the operating system of reality. Now, what if everything that you can think of, from your thoughts, emotions, your belief systems, how your body is, how your health is, your emotional and physical well-being, and what you are experiencing in this world, everything is controlled by prana, which the ancient yogis discovered thousands of years ago. Now, this is not science fiction, but it is a profound insight from the Yoga Kundalini Upanishad, a text that presents a radical understanding of how our consciousness operates. According to this ancient Upanishad, the awareness of the mind or chitta operates from two fundamental factors. Number one, it is through vasanas or mental impressions or tendencies that we have. Number two, prana, the vital life force. The Yoga Kundalini Upanishad asserts that by controlling prana, we gain direct control over the mind itself. Prana serves as the fundamental driving force behind all mental activity. When we understand this relationship, we realize we've been trying to change our lives by manipulating outputs rather than reprogramming the core system itself. Now, to simplify all this, let us understand prana as an operating system. An operating system will have inputs and outputs. The inputs for prana are primarily the breath and the food we consume, along with the posture, the physical posture that we hold. The outputs of this operating system is our mental well-being, is our health, is our external circumstances and experiences that we have in this world. The Upanishad also describes the prana as the universal life force connecting individual awareness with cosmic intelligence. By mastering our personal pranic system, we gain access to programming reality itself through aligning our individual operating system with the universal consciousness. So what we are discussing here might be coming from the ancient scriptures that are thousands and thousands of years old, but they are more relevant today than ever before. In this world where there is so much of confusion, stress and anxiety, understanding prana, understanding consciousness can be the way to true freedom. Research supports these ancient insights. Studies of the vagus nerve show that breath patterns directly influence neurotransmitter production, immune function and gene expression. The emerging field of psychoneuroimmunology demonstrates how mental states affect physical health through energetic pathways the ancients might have called nadis. Now, as per Vedanta, there is something called as the subtle body or sukshma sharira. This is the body that is beyond the physical body, and this is the body that goes from one physical body to the next as the physical body deteriorates and dies. So this is the subtle body. And when we look at the anatomy of this subtle body, it has something called as the nadis and the chakras. Nadis form a vast network of 72,000 pathways within the structure of the subtle body. And these pathways are channels for energy to flow. And among these, there are three primary nadis. There is Ida, there is Pingala, and there is Sushumna. These are the fundamental nadis where energies flow within our system. And Sushumna is the central nadi where the prana or the energy flows. This runs along the spine. And chakras are like the energy centers or the vortexes where prana is concentrated, where the energy is concentrated. These are the junctions where different nadis intersect. And as many of you might know, there are seven main chakras starting from the root chakra to the crown chakra. If you want to explore this further, you can refer to different resources directly. And when it comes to yoga, pranayama, and accessing these energy centers, please refer to authentic sources and talk to a guru who is experienced in this. Most people who are inexperienced and who have shallow knowledge on these concepts try to sell you these concepts in different ways. Please be aware of this and make sure to approach this systematically through a traditional system, through a guru. And it is said that when prana flows freely through the nadis and it is properly balanced within the chakras, it gives rise to overall well-being in terms of physical health and emotional health. The Upanishad emphasizes that drawing prana upward through the Sushumna nadi to reach the Sukha mandala corresponding to the pineal gland. This gland associated with DMT production plays a crucial role in consciousness expansion. The ascension of energy creates neurochemical changes that fundamentally alter how we perceive reality. And contrary to this, the blockages in the energy body, when the prana does not flow freely within the system and when certain chakras are misaligned, this causes physical ailments, this reduces our power to live our life the way we truly want to live, this reduces the power to manifest our reality and so on. And this can have a lot of issues in terms of health, wealth, relationships and inner peace. And of course, Vedanta directly does not focus on the subtle body through physical practices as such, but yoga can be helpful here. But just understanding reality and slowly creating a gap between our mind and our awareness and studying Vedanta and pursuing this intellectually can also awaken the Kundalini and it can cause the energy to flow upwards as per Swami Vivekananda. He said, ultimately, for that realization and for the ultimate liberation to happen, the energy of Kundalini must rise from the root chakra to the crown chakra. This can happen through Jnana Yoga, you know, through intellectual pursuit and through devotion or through Karma Yoga or through Raj Yoga, which is through yogic practices. Now, with this, let's come to the next part, which is breath control, the access point to reality creation. The ancient masters did not just map the energetic infrastructure. They developed precise tools to manipulate it. And four pranayamic techniques have been preserved in the Yoga Kundalini Upanishad for thousands and thousands of years. Let us briefly look at these four techniques. Out of almost 23,000 breaths you take each day, the Upanishad suggests that deliberately changing as few as 21 breaths using specific techniques could fundamentally transform your external circumstances. Among these four techniques are the Surya Bheda Pranayama, Ujjayi Pranayama, Sitali Pranayama and Bhastrika Pranayama. I will not go into the details of how to approach this because, like I said, I'm not an expert in this, but you can look it up and there are many authentic sources which will help you and which will guide you to learn these techniques. But let's look at the benefits of each of these techniques. The Surya Bedha Pranayama activates the sympathetic nervous system, creating internal conditions for motivated action and manifestation, particularly for decisiveness and forward momentum. The Ujjayi Pranayama creates balance where intention can be held with both intensity and equanimity. And the Sitali Pranayama can create an internal environment where balanced manifestation can occur without emotional reactivity. And Bhastrika is the heightened energy state which activates the body's electrical system where intention interfaces with physical reality. And the power of intention is mentioned at many places here. Our intention literally has an effect on this reality. Whatever you wish for yourself and for the people around you, having that intention consciously is the first step. Whether it's your physical well-being that you're seeking, your mental well-being, your abundance in terms of health, wealth, and relationships, intention is primary. And these techniques are used to regulate the system, to balance the system, and to basically accelerate this intention and affect our reality with this intention. With this, let's come to the daily practices. What are the best practices that is prescribed by the ancient Yoga Kundalini Upanishad for us to live consciously and create consciously? Primarily, the text states, knowledge without practice bears no fruit. This is called Abhyasa Yoga. It emphasizes consistent application, which will create tangible results. The Upanishad recommends Mita Ahara, leaving one quarter of the stomach empty after meals. This creates energetic foundation where prana remains available for conscious direction rather than being diverted to digestion. It also suggests morning practices with proper asanas and different pranayamic techniques. The Upanishads also speak about consuming the right kind of food, because what we eat is who we become. We need to be conscious of this and consume sattvic food as much as possible. Apart from this, you know, maintaining a schedule when it comes to when we sleep, when we wake up, waking up as early as possible, going to bed as soon as possible, and meditation, yogic practices, physical exercise, and the pranayamic techniques, all of these things can have a profound impact on our life in terms of how we live our life and what we create in this external reality. Remember, the power to shape your reality lies within you. Through disciplined practice of these techniques and the conscious creation framework itself, you evolve from passive experiencer to conscious creator.